the subternian termite and Asian subternian termite are two of most widely distributed termite in the world. The Formosa subternian termite is most found in temperate zone, but Asian subternian termite is most found in tropical zone. We are interested in their interactive area, the subtropical area, such as Taiwan and Florida. Taiwan is an island. The southern region is tropics. The Florida is further north than Taiwan, but the average temperatures in the winters are very similar. The reason is the warm Gulf Stream past South Florida. Except the central mountain areas in Taiwan, in both places, Taiwan and Florida, the temperatures gradually decrease from south to north, from above 18 degrees Celsius to below 11 degrees Celsius. The reason we compare the average temperatures in January, because the low temperatures has been described as important limitation for termite activity. The Formosa subternian termite was first found in Florida at 1980s, and now is found throughout the state. Asian subternian termite was first found in 1996, now distributed from Key West to Vero Beach. In Taiwan, Formosa subternian termite was collected and named it by Shiraki at 1909 at Taiwan, Formosa. And it originated in South China, probably in Taiwan at 1900s. Asian subternian termite originated from Southeast Asia, and it was first found in Taiwan 2003 by Tai and Chen, by identifying them using soil morphology without mentioning DNA data. Our main question is, what is the distribution of these two species in Taiwan? To answer this question, we collect termite in Taiwan. We identify the samples by using soil morphology, and we assume the yellow dots are Formosa subternian termite. The blue dots are Asian subternian termite. Because the first record of Asian subternian termite in Taiwan is only based on soil morphology, so we would like to double check it by using mitochondria gene sequence. The six isolates have only three base pair difference in CO2 genes, and all identical in 16S genes. This data support the six samples are the same species. Then we compare the sequence with other Cryptotermes species in gene bank, and it turns out the best match is Asian subternian termite, but there are 70 base pair difference. This means our samples are not Asian subternian termite. So far, we didn't collect any Asian subternian termite in Taiwan. Then we wonder if the first record is correct. Then we also want to know what is the unknown species in Taiwan. To answer the first question, we have to have the virtual specimen from Tai and Chen, then extract and sequence the DNA, then compare the sequence with other reliable Asian subternian termite sequence. However, we were unable to do that the first two steps, and we are looking for other evidence until one day. I got the same author's dissertation, and she mentioned two colonies of this species were sequenced. But why she didn't mention that in the first record paper? The reason is, 4 years ago, there is no sequence of this species was deposited at GenBank. so she was unable to compare their data with others' reference. What she did is she compared their sequence with Formosa subterranean termite, then proved their samples are not Formosa subterranean termite, and then directly identify this species by using soil geomorphology. The most important information to us is they deposit their sequence on GenBank. That means they have already done the first two steps. What we need to do answer this question, we just compare their data with other reliable reference. 4 years later, there are many Asian subterranean termites gene sequence on GenBank. We choose Yap et al.'s data because they over 13 samples from 6 countries. Not only gene sequence data, but also soil geomorphology data. The difference between Thai and Yap et al.'s samples is less than 1.1% difference. This means Asian subterranean termite do exist in Taiwan, but we just didn't collect it. After add Thai's two samples on the map, we know there are at least 3 species Cryptotermes in Taiwan. Then we try to know what is the third species. There are 24 Cryptotermes species in South China, and Taiwan is very close to China, and we think probably this unknown species in Taiwan is one of the Chinese species, because the most molecular data of Chinese species are not available, so we have to go back to use soil geomorphology. Our samples has one pair of fontanel hairs. The soil is monomorphic and its anterior postmentum is flat with 14 to 15 antennal segments and no hairs in the middle of pronotum. Only 2 species left, but we know the Asian subterranean termite has been excluded by DNA data, so our samples could be Cryptotermes albicus. This species was first found in Hainan Island and then Paracels Island. To confirm this species in Taiwan, we do need the sequence data from Hainan and Paracels Island. In conclusion, so far we find 8 Formosa subterranean termites distributed throughout the island of Taiwan and the Florida Peninsula, the yellow dots. But Asian subterranean termite was only found in the southern region, here and here. Then the distribution is below the 18 degrees Celsius isotherm in January. We also find the third species in Taiwan. I would like to thank Dr. Wu, Dr. Li, and Ding Xiang, PCO, for termite collection in Taiwan and the grant from USDA. Thank you very much.
We have about a minute and a half for questions.
Independent of the ambient isotherms that you represent in your pictures, how do you feel artificial isotherm conditions around homes in Florida and or Taiwan may influence the distribution of that termite there?
The question is if the human activity change the environment. The We are looking for the, we have to have because the subterranean termites, they are in the, they are major part of them are underground, right? And the most affect the temperatures affect their major population are in the ground. So they those population is that were most affected by the nature's temperatures instead of human activity. And the another reason is the most Taiwan's samples are from the temples and others wood construction, and there is very few humans the AC or others can change the temperatures.
Thank you. Let's give Mr. Lee a hand.